What's up, guys? I'm David Williams, the host of the Hoopball Grizzlies podcast. The Grizz Next Gen have a phenomenal young core, and the future is looking bright in Memphis. Come listen to our show and learn more about the most exciting young team in the league. You can find me on Twitter at DWill2111, and the show and other Grizzlies news are at Hoopball Grizz. Stop by and check us out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, we are feeling good. It is midnight, Friday early morning, late Thursday night. Ira Silver Magic hitting some parlays, staying hot on the ice and melting it at the same time, and cannot figure out baseball and staying away from basketball. Devin, I know you've been tailing my hockey picks. It seems like I'm well over 80% right now in hockey. I mean, it is my favorite sport. And there was one pick that I left off the Twitter today, and that was the Columbus Blue Jackets. You circled it last night after I said it on the podcast, and man, I'm upset that you didn't send me a reminder. Maybe send me a screenshot, a picture next time in the morning. Because, you know, right now when we record late at night, the Bordeaux is flowing. And
the bubbly Bordeaux.
The bubbly Bordeaux is flowing. The cheese and the chocolate is going.
To where are you at? In Wisconsin?
And sometimes I just forget what I say. You know what I mean? And in my opinion, I do the best thinking when I'm slightly intoxicated, which is right now. So, guys, you are getting me 100% right now. And you get to know what Ira's brain is thinking without all the clutter. But before we jump into today's episode, let's remind everybody that this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They redesigned the electric trimmer and is the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. It's got water-resistant technology that allows you to groom in the shower because, hey, where else are we going to do it, guys? Got to impress the ladies. I love mine. So should you. Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. Let's see if I can smell it. Spell it. That's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, that's manscaped.com. HoopBall20 is the promo code. Get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, what a night it has been. I finally got there with the overs in hockey. Over 5.5 in both the Vegas Blues and the CBJ Toronto game at plus money apiece. My lean was to Vegas. They come back in the third period with a firestorm, take the game over, and win the game 6-4. And CBJ comes back to win in overtime, down late in the game, score a goal. I mean, in all honesty, I was getting a massage, so I didn't really see it. I was just like, it's better if I just turn my phone off right now.
Okay, Robert Kraft.
And let the no. I know I'm in South Florida, Devin, but it wasn't a Kraft massage, if you catch my
point. Hey, I've never been called Sherlock in my life, but
Well, right now, yeah, Devin, yeah. Just so everybody knows, Devin is, he's got two little man buns going. It's kind of like antennas.
They're called moon buns.
He almost looks like Pikachu. And if everybody knows the GIF, there's a GIF of Pikachu as the private detective. So anyways, enough about that. Let's get into some sports action. We had a good night tonight. Let's keep it rolling. I do want to say, anybody who saw my tweet early this morning on Thursday, you got a little bit of juice if you followed me here with Xander Schauffele at 20-1.
Oh, I'm so happy you opened with golf because I have Brooks Koepka at plus 900.
Devin,
And plus 575 Devin, didn't finish top
Devin,
five.
Devin, I know you've been drinking some Trulies tonight, but his name is Brooks Koepka. That is how you pronounce it.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm from Oklahoma.
Put the Truly down. Put the Truly down. You've had enough. All right. No, I'm just teasing. But yeah, I gave out Xander Schauffele and a couple other guys. Xander's at 20-1. He's currently in second place.
That's
and
a great play.
I'm looking for him to really charge. The only thing that I'm so mad about, besides for not putting CBJ on the Twitter feed tonight, is that I really, really meant to bet Jason Day as the first round leader, and I totally forgot. And obviously, he's the first round leader. But that's the way the week's been going. Ooh. But hopefully, we're turning it around here with this nice little 3-0 in hockey tonight. Anyways, let's jump into the slate, Devin. Are you ready?
Well, what slate?
Let's start off with
MLB.
Let's start off with hockey because I'm melting the ice right now. So let's get some uninhibited thoughts from Mr. Ira Silver Magic on Twitter. Maybe add the last name Bordeaux in there.
Ira Silver Magic Bordeaux. Bubbly Bordeaux.
The bubbly Bordeaux.
But hashtag
it's not bubbly Bordeaux. It's not. I know you guys in the Midwest. I'm not sure what you drink, but Bordeaux's not bubbly. But we'll keep it like that.
We do it different in the trailer park, Ira.
You put that wine in a blender and blend it all up. I get it.
Oh,
anyways,
let's 90s with it.
Let's jump into some games here. We have the New York Islanders against the Florida Panthers. Panthers are plus 110 on the money line. The New York Rangers minus 130. Over under 5, shaded to the over at minus 140. I really like this over 5 number in this game.
Yeah.
However, I'm not going to lay the juice at minus 140. It's a little too rich for my blood. If it could come down maybe to minus 125, I'd lay it. If it goes to 5.5 at plus money, I might look at it, but I'm not too sure. I'm looking for Florida to continue rolling here, and I'm looking to back Florida here at plus money, plus 110 on the money line.
So the you know, it opened at 5.5, which is kind of like the popular over-under right now. We had two overs. Oh, by the way, I owe someone my bookie account sign up.
You sure know. Do. You decided to take my two hockey plays and offer up a little promo.
Well, your promos weren't hitting, so I figured I'd put a promo out. And
well, maybe it's because, I don't know. My promos were manscaped.com. Your were my bookie. I tried going for it with a couple different games, and it didn't work for me. Maybe you just got nicer hair than I do. I don't know.
Yeah, I got more of it, that's for sure. But so over 5, I'm so glad you said that because this is this could be an elimination game, correct? One
yes,
team
it is.
Yeah, so one team could come out here shooting nets ablaze. So I think the over in the first period for total goals, maybe a way to go.
Could be. If the juice is too high, though, I don't think the juice will be too high, but it could be something.
If you get
you
one minus one and a dime and a nickel,
I think it would probably be like over under first period 1.5 minus 110 minus 115. I don't think it's going to be that too big of a deal.
I feel like you have way more exciting and way more opinionated NHL plays for this card coming up tomorrow. And it starts early. So as soon as I go to bed, 3.5 hours later, I have hockey at 11 o'clock here in Kansas City, Missouri. So
you're going to bed at 8 o'clock in the morning?
TBD.
Well, you sound like you have an exciting night after we're done this podcast, but I'm going to back the Panthers here at plus 110. I don't know if you mind, but I'm going to jump to the next game unless you have anything if you have anything nice to say about the Islanders.
No.
Okay, Panthers 110 it is. Next game on the board, another afternoon game here on the East Coast. We got the Nashville Predators against the Arizona Coyotes. The Coyotes are plus 120. Nashville Predators... The Coyotes, I like that sound, man. And that's why I'm going to go, ooh! Give me the Coyotes.
On the money line, right?
Give me the Coyotes plus 120.
120, yes. All right.
Give them to me.
Put that in maybe a Ira Silver Magic premeditated pizza parlay. preview.
Listen, don't say anything. Just write down what I'm telling you in my inebriated state, and we're
going to. So I need to remind you about that. I'm like,
we're going
to
win some money tomorrow. Remind me about the Coyotes. Remind me about the Panthers. Remind me about whatever I'm about to tell you, okay? Because once we're off here, I'm going to go to bed, and I might not realize what I said. So just remind me, send me a picture of the post-it note, take some notes on my hockey picks, and let me know what it is. And let's continue to stay on fire here. Third game up on the board, we got the Pittsburgh Penguins against the Montreal Canadiens. Canadiens are plus 140 with the Penguins, and Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. I don't know why I can't pronounce his name right now. Probably
Evgeny. It's a soft G.
There you go. I'm not.
Come on, I'm from Oklahoma, and I can do it.
Yeah, well, the wine really makes that name a very big tongue twister. So the Penguins are minus 165 over under 5.5 in this one, plus 105 to the over, minus 125 to the under. You know, this is an interesting game for me, and I really don't know which side I like. Montreal, I'd like Montreal to win the series, but I think the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to come out shooting and drilling and just getting their act together. You know what I mean? So I'm not looking to back the Canadiens tomorrow, although I do, you know, I hope they close it out. But this is just a pass game for me. I really don't have an opinion on this one. In terms of the total, total's 5.5.
5.5.
It's an interesting one, Devin.
Can I make a play for a sneaky just like sneaky total, maybe like play. And you know way more about hockey than I do, but just kind of just recency bias and like who the Penguins are.
Devin, I'm listening. Tell me.
So they're decent defensively, like, you know, coaching staff, philosophy, all that kind of stuff. We've tried to back the Habs a couple times now, and it hasn't worked for you and I. So we should.
I backed them the first game I won.
And it. Yeah, the first game.
Other than then, that, no, yes. Other than that, it hasn't worked.
I thought we had a slight lean on them one night. But yeah, the under, like that second line and third line of the Penguins defensively, I think they just match up way better than the Habs second and third line defensively. So I think you can expect some stiflation. Is that a word? Stiflation.
I don't know, but I know what you mean.
Sure, yeah. So Webster
Mark,
says
Mark stifling for the for the Jets.
Yeah, there we go. So, stiflation for 200. So Pittsburgh and Montreal with an outside look in under 5.5, getting minus 125. So, because it's just plus money, you know, it's plus 105 on over 5.5. So, like, you know. Take a little bit of the chalk. The chalk didn't hit in the MLB for us today, but just a little bit of the chalk.
The one play I do like, and there's no line on it right now, but I think I like first period under. It'll be first period under 1.5 goals, and that'll probably be juiced to about 130 to 140.
But they're going to fill each other out. They're gonna. That's the way they're gonna do it, I think.
Yeah, I like the under 1.5 for the first period in the Penguins Canadiens game, up to probably 135, 140 max. I don't think it'll be much more than that. But yeah,
let me ask you this.
Tell me, talk to me.
I just looked at it. Pittsburgh on the puck line minus 1.5 plus 165.
Not terrible. I do think that Montreal's defense is very good and Carey Price is phenomenal. Yeah. So you never know what you're going to get. I do think Pittsburgh wins this game.
3-2.
To stay 2-1. Alive. Yeah, I just think it's going to be a one-goal game. And if they do win by two goals, it'll be like 2-0 or 3-1.
Yeah.
Know, something like that. So I'd stay away from that. It might be interesting to maybe throw it in a pizza parlay for some extra juice on that parlay. But in terms
for of... For some chicken broth.
Yeah, in terms of betting, if you're straight betting, probably would just lay the 165 with the Penguins tomorrow night in or tomorrow afternoon. And that's kind of where my thoughts are. And I like the under 1.5 minus up to minus 135, minus 140 in the 1.5 goals in the first period in that game.
So much hockey.
I love
the next
it,
one.
I love it. I'm so happy that we're back. It's really the only sport that I think I have an edge on.
Well, I told our boss, Mr. Dan Bespris, tonight, I said, Ira's on a heater. He's hitting that, I think, about 89-90%. He's helped me out with my bankroll tonight.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, man. But yeah, hockey is something I think I have an edge in. I think I have a slight edge in basketball for sure with my model. Yeah. And I obviously I know the game very well, but hockey just seems to be the moneymaker for me every single year. So I'm not going to take anything away from it. It's just a head and shoulders above the rest of the sports. It doesn't mean I don't win in basketball or anything like that. It just means I win a lot more in hockey. So just, you know, maybe tailor my hockey picks from time to time. I know maybe some of you don't like hockey. Some of you don't follow hockey. Some of you don't even know who Sidney Crosby is, or Connor McDavid. But at the end of the day,
or Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah. I'm trying to give out the information as I can compute it and as I see it on the ice. And there's just something about hockey where I have a good feel for the game and I have a good feel for the line movements and the lines in general and, you know, the totals. Not to toot my own horn or anything, so we'll move on. We got the Edmonton
Oilers. So beep, 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 Johnny. Beep, 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 beep.
Or the Roadrunner. Meep, meep. Maybe. Edmonton Oilers against the Chicago Blackhawks. We have the Blackhawks at plus money.
Can I guess your pick?
Hold on a second. Let me introduce the game for everybody.
All right.
We got the Blackhawks, but Devin's getting a little ahead of himself. He's like white girl wasted right now with this truly in his hand. Chicago Blackhawks plus 115. Edmonton Oilers minus 135. Over under 6.5. Both 110 to both sides. Okay, go ahead. Guess what I like.
All right, so I think there's two angles on the game that you probably like. This is an elimination game also, right?
What do you mean? In terms of like one team gonna be...
This is one of the round robin games.
No. This is a series. Chicago leads the series 2-1 right now. So it is an elimination game for the Edmonton Oilers.
So you probably like that plus money with the Blackhawks, right? And then maybe the over, lots of goals to start the game. Everyone's all juiced up, damped up.
Devin, I wish I could tell you you're right. However, I'm going to have to call on another student in class here. Hey, Ira, what do you think? Oh, okay. Well, the Oilers are facing elimination right now against the Blackhawks. And although I do have a Blackhawks future ticket right now at 90-1, it's hard for me to back the Blackhawks here, but it's just so close. I think it's probably a pass game or Oilers.
That's totally fair. The Oilers hold way more firework arsenal, I think. Just on an assist level, even, you know, from the center line to the red line, you know, they just create a lot. So that is very fair.
It's either pass or Oilers. I haven't made up my mind. I might tweet it out tomorrow, so stay tuned.
What I'm seeing so far, and this is just something to throw out at you, I'm 99% of the money, and granted, the line hasn't been open that long, and this is off of action. I got action open. 99% of the money coming in on Chicago already.
Yeah, I like the Oilers. Fade the public. And make sure, by the way, I am on the Action Network. I'm at Ira Silver on the Action Network. You can follow along all my picks.
Yep.
And all my live picks, if you just follow, you'll get an alert. You'll see what I'm doing. You'll see I'm bobbing and weaving. You know what I mean?
And it's not an affiliate of ours. And, you know, obviously you want
to
make
it. It's not. Yeah, it's just a good tool to track your bets.
A tool, yes.
It's a good tool to track your bets, know where you're at in terms of units and wins and losses. So,
and what you're good at, it tracks kind of like, I know I'm not good at NBA over-unders first quarter and first half bets. Because of this week, so.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing about action, I mean, I only started using it a little bit ago, but if you look at my record in hockey on action, I'm actually a losing player in hockey, but I really started off hockey at such a bad clip, and I don't necessarily think that it counts my units in terms of my pizza parlays that I hit in hockey, so Don't really know how that works exactly, but yeah, not an affiliate of ours, just a cool tool to use if you want to kind of keep track of where you're at in terms of your betting. Yeah, but yeah, no, it's either Oilers or pass for me. I don't have an opinion on the over under. I mean, obviously these guys have been scoring so many goals this series, but yeah, no real opinion on that. Last game of the night, we got the Minnesota Wild against Vancouver Canucks. Minnesota is -120. Vancouver Canucks, even money. Over under 5.5, shaded to the under at -135. Devin, can you guess what I like in this one?
Well, they're playing a back-to-back, but they're the very last game of the evening. I think you probably like Vancouver plus money, just the way the
All right, they I'm kicking you out of class. I'm kicking you out of class. Okay, sorry. Vancouver's up 2-1 in the series. I like the Wild to bring it to 2-2 here and force a game 5. I have the Wild to win. I told Devin offline I meant to bet the Wild in game 1, and I made a very, very sizable wager in game 1 on the Wild. And obviously, I hit the wrong button, and I played the Wild to win the series. So I didn't win that bet for game 1 because it was a misclick by me.
But I did because I clicked it right. Thanks to you, buddy.
Well, thanks as long as I'm making you money and all the listeners money, it doesn't matter if I win or lose. You win some, you lose some. And at least I got a sweat if the Wild win tomorrow night and tie this up 2-2. We're going to jump to basketball, Devin. You ready?
I'm ready.
I see 2 games on the board right now. That's the Oklahoma City Thunder, -4.5. Over under 224. Any thoughts here?
Give me the over. It did open a couple hours ago. OKC -3, already 4.5. So if you're looking for a little bit more of a, pardon my French, but a ballsy play, you know, in the mid-afternoon, I would say maybe grab that 4.5 with Memphis.
I like I like the over in the game as well. So yeah, Devin, just make sure Devin, circle that for me and make sure that's on my little post-it note for tomorrow because I will not remember.
All right, so I have Arizona plus money.
Are you talking about the Diamondbacks?
The Coyotes.
Okay.
And then we also Oklahoma City, Memphis over 224.
We're missing one for sure that I told you to circle. We're definitely missing one. What is it? We have the Coyotes. Oh, Panthers. And the Oilers.
They are written down.
By the way, the Maple Leafs Blue Jackets play tomorrow night as well. But there's no lineup on the board.
That'll be a fun one.
It's probably going to be like Maple Leafs.
-140.
Maybe -150, something like that.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about basketball. Come on.
No, I'm kidding. Sorry. Okay, over in OKC. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I just make sure you put that on the post note for tomorrow.
Got it.
Second game that's on the board, Boston Celtics, Toronto Raptors. Raptors are a 3-point favorite here, over under 218.5. Give me the over in that game as well.
Ooh, I like the under.
Okay.
Can we do a board bet? Wanna do a board bet? And I already locked in Toronto -3.
I'll take both sides. I'll take the over 218.5 and I'll take the Celtics.
Are you trying to buy me some more Trulies?
No, I don't know why I just said that I hate the Celtics. No, I don't wanna be a part of that. Just over 218, please.
All right, I'll take the under. I like under 218.
Okay, if you're right, I'll buy you a 6-pack of Trulies or however, maybe they come in 3 packs because the girls are watching their caloric.
If you win, I'll wink at you.
Ooh, I like winks. I'm a big wink emoji guy, so I'll subscribe to that. We only have 2 games lines on the board, so we'll guess a couple lines here. Devin, why don't you introduce a couple games for me, and I'll try to guess them.
All right, so we have Oklahoma City and Memphis, and
we did that one already.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sacramento, Brooklyn. Sacramento, Brooklyn.
Sacramento, my line. Sacramento versus the New Jersey Nets. I mean, Brooklyn Nets.
Sorry. Right. The Jason Kidd Nets. Doug Christie.
Ooh, I love Jay. Jason Kidd's one of my favorite players of all time.
Doug Christie's one of my favorites. So minus four.
I was supposed to guess the line, dude.
No, I was all right. So minus four, but what team is favored?
I mean, obviously the Kings are favored, dude. The Nets are a disgrace. They shouldn't even be in the bubble right now. My honest opinion was going to be Kings probably 4.5. So I wasn't that bad. I wasn't that far off.
There is no over under set.
My guess would be like 230.5.
I think that would definitely go over. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next game, dude.
Orlando, Philadelphia, and I will stay put.
Ooh, okay. I will guess the line then. I'm going to go Philly minus 3.5.
Okay. So just small stuff that I've seen. Plus 5 for Orlando. Very marginal. And it's already moved down to 4.5. Over under,
sharp bet right there. Five. 4.5. I don't 3.5, 4.5. I don't know if I back the Magic.
If I could get a double digit, you know, possession, two possessions. If I can get 6 with the Magic, I'd like that. Philadelphia's without Ben Simmons. He did hurt his knee. He had that hyperextended patella.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Every time that I've taken a notice of it, that a team has lost a guy, they come out and they cover. So Philadelphia minus 3-5. 5 is my comfort number. Yeah, no over under set.
I like Philly when they're favorites against worse teams. I don't even know if they're worse, the Orlando Magic, but I like Philly when they're like 3-point favorites.
This could probably be right around a 220 total.
So
the next game is just complete nonsense, but there is some, you know, kind of digs to take out of it, and that's Washington taking on the Pelicans. And, you know, you could probably expect a decent amount of points to be scored because a lot of – points were scored tonight in the New Orleans game that I had the under in, and that did not work at all. And so Washington plus 6, I don't think you can even try to take anything with Washington. New Orleans is going to play a lot of guys that are in their depth rotation, and their depth rotation features guys like Frank Clark and Jackson Hayes and Nico Melli, who shoots like, you know, 40% from the 3-point range. So I think you got to look at maybe New Orleans minus 6, but wait to see what the market does. See if they can get it down to like 5.5 for you. New Orleans minus 5. And then the over again, it's not set yet. I'm thinking maybe 234 off the initial bounce.
I was going to say like 235. So we're right on the target there.
234.5. Robin Hood. We'll split some hairs.
I love the analysis here. Big fan of what you're talking about here, but thanks for not letting me guess the line once again.
Oh my gosh. I jumped again. I'm one and two to the under.
Listen, I'm going to introduce the next game. Then I'm going to put myself on mute and drink a little bit of Bordeaux that I have sitting here that I need to finish before the end of the podcast. I'm going to let you ramble for 2 minutes. Keep rambling until I start talking. You ready? I'm going to give you about 75 seconds to ramble on this last game of the night. Celtics, Raptors, my thoughts here our Celtics are going to be probably around. Wait, did we talk about the Celtics Raptors?
I think we did.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, we did. We did. I don't know why I'm even talking. Oh, Jazz Spurs. That's the game we're missing.
Jazz Spurs. Well, that's actually the first game on the NBA slate, so that's a good one to ramble about.
Okay, good. I'm going to give you 75 seconds to ramble. I'm going to put myself on mute. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to drink a little bit of Bordeaux and see if I can counteract whatever you're talking about. Utah Jazz, my opinion is Utah is going to be a favorite about 1.5 points. And we got an interesting game here. All right. So, Devin, take us away.
So with Utah and San Antonio, the line opened at -2.5 to the Jazz. And we are currently sitting at +1.5 for Utah. And so the over-under was also set at 228. We're at 227 currently. I'm looking at Utah and those points that they're getting, because I think you're going to start seeing a hook at a time kind of shed off of it when people start realizing that the Jazz are getting points. But you got to understand why the Jazz are getting points. And that's because they are without a ton of guys. They are without wing play and guard play. They are probably resting because the bubble play-in situation is finishing up. Utah is trying to figure out how they can maximize their depth. They currently are missing Bogdanovich, who is one of their clutch free throw shooters, so they're trying to figure that situation out, as we've seen them collapse as of late a lot. And another play, I really like the over of 227, because the Spurs, they allow a ton of points. You know, the total of the Philadelphia game they were just in went to 258 plus, if I remember right.
Devin, we finally agree on something.
Man, it's about time, dude. We've been doing it for about an hour and we haven't had any luck.
We've been doing it for about 8 months now and we haven't had any luck. So we finally agree on something here. I like the over if it's under anything under 230 in this one. Big fan. I like your analysis here on this one. Give me the over. I'm going to pass on the side. If I had to lean aside, it would be the Spurs. But I'm going to go ahead and pass on the side.
The Spurs were really, really hot. You know, they were my dog of the day or dog of the night. You know, two layup article lines in a row. And, you know, I think it's kind of time to come off of them a little bit, and I'm trying to do that now. So ripping the Band-Aid off pretty quick here, and I'm going to go ahead and take the opposite side. Utah getting points, resting a lot of guys, but we've seen those teams getting, you know, the 1.5, 2 points come out and just do some crazy things in the bubble.
All right, well, let's jump into a little baseball. I don't want to get into too many games here because baseball has been my demise. And sometimes I think about bringing out the whiskey bottle at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because of baseball.
So baseball currently, yeah, and I actually put two different graph things together, or like data pieces for the Action Network to track my baseball bets. Again, we're not affiliated with them, but again, a very helpful tool. And I'm 11-11-3 in the last 6 days for baseball. So I'm trying to find this groove. I'm starting to dig a little niche out. But I got a couple games I'm excited for tomorrow.
My overall baseball record, I'm hitting at 54%, but
that's higher than mine.
Lately, I've been pretty awful. So I'm just going to stick to hockey for right now, until it's working. Come out of my funk. But maybe the change in the red wine type is my slump buster, because tonight we had a nice night.
You should go, or you changed the red wine.
I went from Malbec to Bordeaux last night. We had a pretty good day today.
Oh, yeah. And you stuck with Bordeaux today.
Sticking with the Bordeaux. We're going to roll. We're gonna let the shooters keep shooting, Devin. We're going to let them keep shooting here. I don't want to get too much into baseball here, but I know you have a couple games you want to talk about. So I'm going to introduce a couple games that I like, and then I'm going to want to hear from you, okay? So I don't know if you like the same games as I do, but right now I'm seeing the Yankees at minus 115 against Tampa Bay Rays and Snell. Tanaka is going to be on the mound for the Yankees. They're only a minus 115 favorite, road favorite, short road favorite against this Tampa Bay team traveling, New York traveling from, you know, down to South Florida where I am. I'm going to go with the Yankees here. They just got too much firepower for the Rays to really keep up with them. And Tanaka, you know, he's been all right through his career. So I'm gonna back the Yankees here in this one. Any thoughts on this one?
Real short opinionated answer here. So this actually opened at New York plus 100 and has moved to New York minus 109. So weird move, but divisional game, Tanaka can be a fly ball pitcher, but he can also be a high strikeout pitcher. So maybe if you get a decent low number on his total strikeout as a prop, look at that also.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Tanaka's fly ball ratio just because Tampa Bay doesn't hit too many home runs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about it. So give me the Yankees, give me Tanaka, give me the minus 115. Let's lock it in, Devin. Write it down on the post note. And make sure you send that to me in the morning.
I gotcha.
Another game I want to talk about, Devin, and I had it tonight, was the Royals. Well, I didn't have it. I didn't lock it in. But it was definitely one of those games that I was really thinking about betting. And I think we texted about it offline. But I really liked the Royals last night against the Cubs. They smashed them. But yeah, now they take on
the blanked them.
Yeah, but now they take on the Twins. Going to be really hard to keep up with this Twins team. Smelter on the mound, the lefty, against Yunis for the Royals. Over under 9.5. Kind of leaning over the 9.5 at minus 105 here. The Minnesota Bats are just so good. They hit so many home runs. I think they hit 3 or 4 home runs tonight as well. They screwed me and lost the game.
Oh,
they were up 5-3 in the 8th, but they decided to blow it.
We kind of talked about some of those twin bets also, because I was high on that under, and that just – I said we need a 5-3 game, and it didn't happen. So,
well, it did for a minute.
Until the bottom of the ninth.
No, bottom of the eighth, they made it 5-4.
Or bottom of the eighth, yeah. It made it a long way.
Yeah.
From the fifth to the eighth, so.
Yeah.
But – you know, I don't know what to make with these divisional games sometimes with the Royals, especially in their home stadium, because it can be a pitcher's stadium with the high outfield walls. So it's a barrier for the wind if it blows in. So, you know, if anything, I would have a slight lean to the under.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting, Devin. And we have a really interesting matchup I want to talk to you about. I haven't seen a Rockies total this low in a long time, and that's probably because they've been at home lately. But the Rockies were taking on the Seattle Mariners. Seattle's rolling out Kikuchi, the lefty, Senzatella for the Rockies. Minus 110 to both sides with an over-under of 8.5, shaded to the over at minus 115. I don't know if you have any thoughts on this one, but both these teams can score some runs. So, you know, Rockies have surprised a lot of people. They haven't surprised me. I do have a futures ticket on the Rockies, I believe at 125-1 or 150-1 to win the World Series. So I took a couple dark horses before the season started that included the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. So I don't know if you have an opinion about this game, but this will be a fun one to watch. And it's really funny to say that just because it's the Mariners playing them. But Kikuchi's pretty good on the mound as a lefty here. And I got to dig a little deeper into the Rockies lineup against left-handed pitching. But what do you think about this one here?
Funny you brought up the left-handed pitching, because I have left-handed pitching numbers right in front of me, because I knew that this is a matchup you wanted to talk about.
Wow. You're reading my mind.
So just with Arenado and Blackman, So Charlie Blackman's average from 378 goes all the way up to a 500 hitter against left-handed pitching with an 872 on base plus slugging.
Wow.
Arenado, which is projected to hit right in front of him in this lineup, has a 782 OPS, and his average goes from 244 up to a 364 with left-handed pitching. Now, at the bottom of the order, you have some really, really, really capable guys like Garrett Hampson. His average goes from a 273 all the way up to a 400 and a 672 OPS.
So it sounds like we're backing it sounds like we're backing the Rockies tomorrow minus 110.
Yes, because Kikuchi, he has some really good stuff and some deceptive off-speed stuff, but what he can get hung up on is the misplacement of his two and his four-seam fastballs, and he tips his pitches pretty often with those two pitches. So look at Arenado, Blackman, even a veteran hitter like Matt Kemp, and then you got Daniel Murphy in there, who's known for his career to be pretty decent with left-handed pitching, and then Garrett Hampson to, you know, come in and stabilize this Rockies lineup against some left-handed pitching.
Love it, love it. Devin, before we jump into the next game, I want to talk about why don't you tell the listeners about a little DFS site you become a little bit of an affiliate with?
Oh, my goodness. So, like, you know, I put it out that I was in a league and whatnot for DraftKings, but then I also DraftKings, just because, like, I've been with them for a little while. But, you know, the dynamics are changing as far as what you're looking for as far as a DFS platform. And I found that when you have a kind of head-to-head basis on a categorized scale, it becomes a little more fun. You know, you are paying more attention to head-to-head batting to pitcher matchups, or if you have a guy on base but you don't want the guy in the box to smack a two-run dinger just because your run scored and maybe your walk for that batter wasn't as effective. So it's a good blend, and that is overlay, because it literally overlays any type of DFS that you could come up with or strategy, and, you know, lumps it all together. You know, you've been trying to get me to play it for a while, and I've had my account for a while. And tonight, I actually just made my first play tonight and barely missed the cut, but I was excited the whole way through, and I can't wait to get on tomorrow's slate and look at it. It's going to make me a better prop better, is the way I look at it.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Overlay runs these tournaments, baseball, basketball, PGA. All you got to do is finish in the top 10% of the best records head to head. So basically, if it's James Harden versus Russell Westbrook, all you got to do is decide who's going to have more total fantasy points. If you're right, you get a win. If you're wrong, you get a loss. If you go, you know, most nights, if you go, you know, 8-4, you're going to make the money. Okay. And if you make the money,
and there's ties. Make it interesting.
Yeah. Yep. And if you make the top 10% of the records, right. If you know, like I said, if you're right on James Harden and you were on James Harden against Russell Westbrook, you get a win. If you're in the top 10% of the best of the records in that tournament, you're going to go ahead and win 9 times your buy-in. So on a $22 buy-in game, you're going to make 9 times your buy-in there. And another cool thing is it's kind of like a cash game and a GPP rolled into one, because at Overlay run a progressive jackpot. If you go a perfect 12-0 in your selections, you're going to win the jackpot. Right now in basketball, it's up to close to $20,000. In baseball, you know, I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's close to $5,000.
The lobby I was in tonight, you know, and I'm not going to front and say I'm like a big spender, but like I just went ahead and hopped in a $2.50 lineup, and I had a shot at winning $600 tonight, and I was pretty dang close. So, yeah, the lobbies are great.
Awesome. Yeah, the $22 progressive right now jackpot, if you go 12-0 in the MLB, is $3,700. And right now, in the NBA, they're waiting for playoffs to bring back the progressive just because of minutes restrictions and whatnot. But yeah, it's up to $20,000. So definitely go check out overlaydfs.com or in the app store at Overlay Fantasy Sports. If you need any, if you have any questions about anything about Overlay, it's a really, really fun way to play DFS. Listen, I've been very successful at DFS. I've won, you know, some GPP tournaments on DraftKings and, you know, other sites. And yeah, I think it's just a better way to play and a lot more fun. And you're always sweating big matchups. You're not playing, you know, random third string tight ends or, you know, a pinch hitter or something like that. It's always the 3 versus 4 hitter, the 5 versus 7 hitter, the 1 and 2 hitter are matched up against each other, or, you know, a Giannis against LeBron or LeBron versus Anthony Davis and so on and so forth. So it's a lot of fun. Check it out. OverlayDFS.com or Overlay Fantasy Sports in the App Store. Reach out to us on Twitter if you have any questions about it. Once again, I'm at Iris Silver Magic on Twitter. Devin's at DALE007, and we are at Hoopball Gaming. Devin, any baseball matchups that really stick out to you tomorrow? I don't want to get into the whole slate here just because there's a lot of dud matchups on the board that I'm not really interested in, and I want to pass on a lot of them. But anything that sticks out to you right now at 1:10 a.m. on the East Coast?
Not as far as tomorrow goes, but I tweeted it out earlier, and it's in partnership with our MyBookie promo.
MyBookie.
If you take that $10 MLB futures bet and you put it on the Miami Marlins to make the playoffs, I can't believe I'm making a Miami Marlins playoff push bill right now. But they just held the – and it's the Orioles, but they're overperforming. But they just held the Orioles to 0 runs in 3.5 games after filling their team with replacement players after their coronavirus postponement, suspension, whatever you want to call it. So they're 5-1, Miami, the Marlins. So if you get them at plus 1,200, plus 1,100 with a free $10 bet, and you just say, you know what, why not? Hey, they have really good, exciting young pitching with good command. They have veterans like Francisco Cervelli, who Derek Jeter in the front office purposely brought him in. You know, Francisco Cervelli, he was the catcher for the Yankees in a couple of those World Series teams.
He was.
Brian Anderson, he raked tonight. They got Berte in the outfield. So, hey, Yamamoto on the mound. Look for these Miami Marlins, maybe plus 1,200 if your bookies
roll. I mean, listen,
plus 1,500.
I think the Miami Marlins have got a really good young pitching staff.
Core. Their relief pitching is pretty solid too, but let's see how they sustain. You know, they just came back from the COVID stuff, and but you know, like let's see how it, you know, evens out. But I think as far as excitement goes, that's something that I noticed.
Yeah, and as far as my bookie goes, Devin's got to give out a free account now. He's got to go ahead and give out an MLB futures wager.
So that free account could go to this Miami Marlins pick.
And not only that, guys, I use it. I love it. Devin does too, obviously. You know, you just got to bet. You got to win. I mean, obviously, you're going to win because you're listening to the show here. So you're getting tons of knowledge on what we're liking, what we're leaning, what we're locking in right now. And then they pay. I mean, it's simple. It's a very simple thing. Go to mybookie.ag, open up an account, use the promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. You'll get 100% match on your first deposit, and you'll get that free $10 MLB futures wager. Devin, before we jump off, any other thoughts here? Anything you want to say to me? I know you've already said thank you so much for the hockey picks. Anything else you want to talk to me about or tell me before we get offline here?
Just personally, I turned my my bookie sent me a free $10 bet tonight for NBA, and I turned it into some money, and I took the over in the Portland or Denver game. So I was able to turn in that awesome promo into a free win. So
nice.
Just an extension of what my bookie does. That's all.
Yeah, maybe I got to get in some prop betting too and some player props, because I did take Nurkic tonight, have over 18.5 points. That was a winner for me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe we should get into some player props moving forward here. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining us once again. We always have a good time. We do it for you guys. This is just love, sweat, and tears here. And if you ever need anything from us, make sure to reach out to us on Twitter. I'm always available. Devin's always available. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007, and that's 007. And we are at Hoopball Gaming as a collective. We are a Hoopball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Make sure to go check out Manscaped, pick that trimmer, look good for the ladies, have a good
time. Get your lawn mowed.
Get your lawn mowed going. Devin's going to continue to drink Trulies throughout the night. I'm going to finish this glass of Bordeaux and pass out and make sure that we win some money tomorrow. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.